You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shir, the topic that we're going to do now is going to sound at the first glance to be not so practical. But when we hit the end of the applications, you're going to be frightened that this is going to be the most practical halakha that we will have learned all year. And it's going to bang you on the head right when we get over the, like almost at the finish line, the last like three yards right before the finish line, you're going to say, oh my gosh, this happens to every one of us 10 times at least over every single Shabbos. But I'm not going to tell you what it is till then, and then you will realize how hard it's going to, how incredibly it's going to hit us, how applicable these halachas will be. So the halachas that we're going to talk about is the halacha of Shivrei Kelim. It's the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch. We finished Hey yesterday, last week. We're now up to Simon Shin Ches Sif Vav. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to work backwards. After we see the Shulchan Aruch, we'll go to the source in Shas, the Rishonim, and then we'll appreciate what the Shulchan Aruch had said. So it's working a little bit backwards, but I think since we're learning Shulchan Aruch, that's the model that we'll follow. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have broken Kelim, call out Kelim Shanish Baru, I feel of a Shabbos. Let's talk about it happened to me yesterday. My son, I'll tell you, it's a sad story. My son went, my in-laws take my kids on a trip for their bar mitzvah. So my son went to Venice. Can you imagine, a 13-year-old going to Venice with his grandparents. He had one of the most wonderful time of his life. And he got, anyone who's been to Venice knows when you go to Venice, you buy glass, Venetian glass, Murano glass. And he picked out a piece of glass for everybody in the family. And then for himself, he got the most expensive piece, which was a Kiddush cup, a glass Kiddush cup with a beautiful colored glass Kiddush cup. It was absolutely stunning. It's in our break front. And that's, he took it out Friday night to make Kiddush on it. My four-year-old was helping clear the table. And you can imagine the end of the story. And this was such a heart-wrenching, heartbreaking, but we had Lamaisu, we had glass on the floor on Friday night. So, of course you're allowed to clean it up with a broom and a dustpan, because that's tiltul min hatzad, indirect movement of the muktzah, and it's for the purpose of cleaning your floor, which is a davar hamutar. That we'll learn later. But the question is, if it's going to be easier to pick it up with your hands, are you going to be able to do that with your hands? So that's what this mission is talking. That's what this Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Kelim shenishbaru, call kelim shenishbaru, even if they're in nishbaru b'Shabbos. Meaning, if it was broke before Shabbos, you'll see in a moment. But even if it broke on Shabbos, mutar l'taltel shivrahem, it is permitted to handle with your hands their broken pieces, their shards. But uvilvad sheyihyu reuyim l'shum malacha, they have to be worthy to do some malacha with it. Kagon, for example, Shivrei Areva. What's an Areva? An Areva was a big mixing bowl where they kneaded, with a K, kneaded dough for challah. What is it used for? For kneading dough. As long, says the Shulchan Aruch, as you're able to do something with it, meaning even lechazos b'chavos, even just to use it as a cover, not for something that is its essential purpose, like kneading or mixing dough. You're just going to use it to cover a chavis? That's going to be okay.
Even if we would never do it, even though at that time...
Hold on, we're going to talk about that later. V'shivrei zechuches, shivrei zechuches, that was my case, even if they have broken shards of glass, you're not going to use it as a cup, as a bowl, you're just going to use lechasas pi hapach to cover the mouth of a jug, that's okay. Aval, pasken to Shulchan Aruch, im einam ruhuyim l'shum malacha, lo. Is this Shulchan Aruch a kula or a chumra? This Shulchan Aruch is a big kula. He's saying that even if there's any use that you could derive from this broken piece of, this broken utensil, any use you could derive of it on Shabbos, it is mutter, it is not muktzah, which is a tremendous kula, because we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the Gemara is going to present some other options that are all going to be more makom than this. So if you have, practically, Rabosa, you have a plate, the plate falls and breaks in half on Shabbos. Breaks in half, straight down the middle. Could you use it to put a Danish on it? 100% yes. It's not muktzah. If the plate breaks into 9 pieces, could you put a Danish on a 1/9 of a plate? No. So that piece will be muktzah. So really, it's going to be very. It will be determined. Here are some more shrits. It will really be determined on what broke and how big is the piece that's left. And anything that is still usable is not muktzah. And whatever is no longer, so if you have a glass that shatters, you know, sometimes you have a Pyrex or the glass cups that we have, they shatter into tiny little pieces. Those will all, of course, be moksa because they're not really for anything. And it really depends on what breaks. Karel, they just sort of break in half, I think, right? They don't shatter. No, I'm wrong. The opposite. Karel, they don't break, but if it breaks, then it shatters.
It smoke.
Okay. Now let's see the foundation from this. It's really a Mishnah here. There's some more sheets over here. The foundation is really a Mishnah with the Gemara, just the two-line Mishnah with the two-line Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Shabbos kuf chav dalet amud beis kol hakelim hanitalim b'shabbos shivrehem nitalim ahen. Anything that breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry their broken pieces with them. Uvad shiosin me'ein melacha. Look at that word that I underlined. As long as it could be used for some melacha, this is exactly like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Shivri areva, a broken kneading bowl. Even if it's only lechazos behen piachavis, or shivrei zechuchas, even if it's only lechazos behen es piapach, that's okay. Look at the Rashi, mein malacha, shum malacha. As long as it could be used for anything. Afilu eina mein harishona. Even if the present use was not the intended use for which this kli was manufactured initially, it's still okay. So let's say you have a cup that breaks. And you could use it to hold a Danish, and it breaks, and there's a big shard of cup, and you could use it to place a Danish on it. Now, you don't place Danishes in cups. That's not what cups are for. Still, that's fine. Even though it was a different use from what it was manufactured for drinking, still okay. Comes Rabbi Yehuda in the Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Bilvaj, you osin me'ein melachtan. No, he's more mashed. He says it has to be the same melacha for which it was initially manufactured. For example, he gives the same two items, but he's more specific about the required hishtamshus. Shivri areva, the broken kneading bowl, it's only if you're going to pour into it a mikpah. Rashi says, mikpah is ava, something, it's a thick liquid, some kind of thick viscous substance, which is similar to what you usually put in a mixing bowl. Dough. So it has to be still present enough that dumya de'isam u'revis v'mai, just like a dough that's mixed with water, so too you have to be able to put something in it that's similar to what it was manufactured for. Similarly, shel zechuchis, if you have shards of glass, you can't put a Danish on a glass. It has to be lots of glasoch hashon. It has to be able to hold some oil in it, which was the original goal of a glass flask. That's more machmir. Comes the Gemara, how do we pass it in this machlokas? There's a longer Gemara, but I cut that out. The punchline is this. Let me rephrase that. Let's read. Okay. This machlok that we have here is only if it broke on Shabbos. Look to the next line of before we read those words. Erev Shabbos, divrei hakol mutarin heim ho v'huchnu l'malacha b'ma'od yo. If something breaks on Erev Shabbos, and it's able to be used for anything, if you have you're getting ready for Shabbos Friday afternoon, and in your haste to get the stuff into the dishwasher quickly, you drop something and it breaks. Everyone agrees that if it could be used for any which tashmish, then it's going to be okay. It's muchan for that tashmish. It was originally bought as a glass to drink wine in, and now it's just broken into six, into quarters, and I can just put a Danish on a small rugeluf on top of it, So that's okay, because when Shabbos came in, it was already ready to hold a rugel. It came into Shabbos as a new tashmish.
Why is it ready?
Because Shabbos before Shabbos came in,
yeah,
it was ready to use.
That.
You're right, it was designated. We don't need to be designated, but it's
automatically usable before
it's available.
Shabbos.
You're right, it wasn't designated for this. You're right.
Most people would not use that.
We're going to talk about nowadays
else,
later.
Right?
We're going to talk about nowadays later.
So if you're saying, be good as katzor.
Everyone's going to hold. Sort of. Let's see. Let's go back now. The Gemara in the first line. Amar Yehuda Meshma Machlokas Shnishbu B'Shabbos. The Machlokas that we have here, if it has to be Me'ein Malacha or Me'ein Malachtan, the any purpose or the specific purpose which it was initially manufactured, that Machlokas is only if it breaks on Shabbos. D'mar Savar Muchan Hu, meaning, the first opinion, the Tanakhama, the more makel opinion, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, says that since if it breaks on Shabbos, it's able to be used for anything, that's enough. Look at Rashi. Ma'aser v'muchanhu, kevan deroi l'shum melacha. Since it broke on Shabbos, and on Shabbos it could be used for, maybe not its original goal of drinking in this glass, but you could put a rugel on the broken piece of glass, that's considered muchan. Umar Savar, but Rabbi Yehuda, the more machmir opinion, who says that if it was a glass, it has to be used for a drink. Ma'aser v'noladhu. What does that mean? That's where the lumdus is going to be. We're not going to spend time on the lumdus, but that's where the lumdus is going to be. What does it mean, nolad hu? When Shabbos came in, what was it? It was a glass cup to drink wine. It was a goblet. And now on Shabbos it breaks, and now it's a container that can hold a rugel.
Like a new kli.
That wasn't here before Shabbos. That's a new kli, that's nolad. When is it not going to be nolad? Look at Rashi. Umar Sava, the second part of Rashi. Umar Sava, nolad hava. Dumei esmol, lav, lahaimalacha havakoi. Yesterday when Shabbos came in on Friday afternoon, this glass was not for rugelach. It was for drinking wine. Hilkach me'ein malachton bay. Therefore we see that it was only me'ein malacha. You need to have me'ein malachton. Has to be able to carry over the same function that it had previously. If yesterday was able to drink wine in it, and now you could put a little bit of oil in it or some liquid in it, it could still carry some oil, then it will be okay.
Pesky, can you tell me to get me just a cup of water?
Even if it's the same malacha, it could still be nolad because it was made. And
so no, that's what you see the chiddush of nolad. Nolad apparently means that
it's a different function.
This function or this range of functions was not available before Shabbos. Since before Shabbos, this was a glass to hold a liquid. So long as it can hold any liquid, it's considered, you know, maybe a little bit reformatted, but not.
It wasn't made. It was
born again, but not born.
It's born again, yeah. It's a new kli, though.
Right.
Okay. Modified, but not born anew.
Right.
Now, I want to mention something as a side point without going into this. I'm not going into this again because it's much more complicated, and I don't want to go into it for our discussion. But you should know that in general, Hilchus Muktzah on Shabbos and on Yontif is the same. Thank you very much. There are a very few handful of exceptions where there is a difference in between Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Yontif, and I'm not talking about Ochel Nefesh. Rabosai, on Shabbos, we paskin like who? Like the lenient Shita that says what we have in the Shulchan Aruch, that you could carry, that you could use this kli as long as it's roi for anything. But the opinion who says nolad, that's who you paskin like by Yontif.
More machmir by Yontif.
Right. More machmir by Yontif.
Nolad, we're machmir by Yontif.
Yeah, nolad, we're machmir by Yontif.
Why is that?
On Yontif, we're not.
We're not worried.
That's more
Since on Yontif we hold from Nolad, right. Therefore the halacha on Yontif in Hilchus Muktzah is going to be more severe than Shabbos. And on Yontif, you know what we're going to say? We're going to say that the only kli that you're allowed to use if it breaks on Shabbos is able to use the same tashmish as it was before Yontif. Yeah. That means if I have a glass that breaks, if it breaks on Shabbos, a goblet breaks, right? This cracks in quarters. If on Shabbos I could put a rugel on it, on the quarter of glass, that's still mutter to handle. If that same thing would happen on Yontif, since I can't pour oil or something into that quartered glass, because it's not a receptacle, it doesn't have that base kibble that's necessary to retain liquid, it will be mukta on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. If, however, it broke, and the top part chipped off, but it could still retain liquid, then it will, of course, be mutter both on Shabbos and on Yontif. We're not going to go into that barichas, but I just wanted you to know that very important distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, so we have machlokas in the Gemara. How do we paskin? We had a machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was machmir and says that it has to have the same tashmish, and the Tanakam was more mekel and says any tashmish that, if it breaks on Shabbos, as long as it's usable for anything, it's okay. Comes to Beis Yosef, and as you could expect, Pasku Harif, V'Harash, Kitana Kama, V'Chein Pasak Harambam. So you have the three Amudei Hora'a, right? These are the big three based upon which the Shulchan Aruch always bases his Psak, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. So therefore, we're going to go like the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama was the one who said, the more lenient Shita, if something breaks on Shabbos, you could use, as long as it's usable for anything. So let's stop here for a second. Rabbo say, if any kli in your house breaks on Shabbos, as long as it's you could put a rugel on it or a cookie on it, it's not mukta. That's how we pass it on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's how we're coming out halacha l'maisa. It's
so
a good kula.
Glass
on the floor is mukta. If it shatters, yeah. That's what means it's mukta. So you have to clean it up indirectly, meaning tiltu min hatzad. What is tiltu min hatzad? A dustpan and a broom. because you're not interested in saving the shards, rather you're interested in preserving the floor and the safety of our feet. That's called the davar hamutter. If you wanted to save the shards, for example, if you walk into my house, right when you walk into my house, right, the anteroom, before you even enter the front hallway, you'll notice there's an imesh kachech yushalai tishkach yinini. When I got married in Yerushalayim, my wife had a friend that right after I stomped on the glass, she ran up.
And she collected it.
She took the napkin with all the glasses. And, okay, we didn't see her again. A month later, she comes to our apartment in Yerushalayim with an emeshkechech yushalayim. She took the glass that I broke, the shards, the same shards without cutting anything, and took those shards and used the shards of glass to form the words Imesh Kechek Yerushalayim from the shards. It's a beautiful thing. That would be, if let's say somebody want to gather the pieces of glass for that reason, that would be Tiltum and Hatzad with a brush and a dustpan. That would be Usser. Why? Because that's Tiltum and Hatzad Litzorach. What is your goal?
To
the Gavar HaUsser, the shards of glass which are Mutzah. That's not okay. If however the reason, the motive in your brain to collect this glass is to clear your floor, that's a davar mutter. To preserve my feet, that's a davar mutter. So the kids don't cut their hands, that's a davar mutter. Then I'm allowed to use tiltum and hatsad, I'm allowed to clean it up with the brush and a dustpan, but not with my hands itself. Danger? That we'll talk about at the end of the shiur if we have time. Okay. Come, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah makes an interesting point on this halacha, which I think we realize. What kind of mukta? Now that you're telling me that the shards of glass broke and they're too small to even put a rugel on, one cookie on, so it's mukta, but we have different levels of mukta. What kind of mukta? If I need to walk there, is it litzarach makomo? Can I move it out of my way? Can I take my hand and move it away because I need the place? Says the Mishnah Berurah, letalta shivrayim, shivrei kelim, if indeed it's not roy to even put a cookie on, he michelek sheni shiva mukta. It's a second type of mukta. It doesn't help you if you're just reading this out of context, but he means mukta machmas gufo. It's the high level of mukta, like eitzim vavanim. Mishum dikishenishburu, once they break, dami litzroro sahavi mukta machmas gufo. It's like a stone, it's worthless, it's meaningless, and therefore you don't have the heter litzroch makom litzroch gufo. But what the leniency is that if there's some use for it, ela kevin shebo mikli. He's about to say something really smart, but we'll appreciate it in 30 seconds. Since they came from a kli, right now it's a shard, but since it came from a kli, lo batil shem kli me. The shem kli that it has, as long as it's now still able to be used for something, that shem kli is retained. Kozman shu'uyim l'shum davar, kagon l'ksus, l'chasos, even if it could be used for anything, just to cover over a bottle mouth. Masha ain't Cain, he's going to ask a question. He's going to ask a question on both sides. If I have a small rock, and you know what I could do with this small rock? Look at my cup. I could use this rock. This is a rock, Rabosai. On Shabbos, if I have a rock, could I use it to cover my cup? No. How come if I have a kli, a bowl, a big vase that breaks, or a big serving platter that breaks, and I have the same type of shard, and I could use it to cover my cup, all of a sudden that's not mukta.
Because it was a kli.
That's what this Mishnah Berurah is trying to answer. You hear what he has? He's asking a great question. He's saying the shard of pottery is the same exact thing. Now it's a useless, or it's just as usable as any rock. So why should a rock be mukta, even though it has the same tasha which could cover my bottle? But the shard, you're saying, oh, that since it could cover the bottle, it's not mukta. Answer the Mishnah Berurah. That's what he's saying. Since it came from a kli, it didn't lose its shame kli so long as it is still usable. Lishum tashmish. Masha'en came bottom line, but sroros, dava pishur uyum lechasos, even though they are physically able to cover just as well, nevertheless, lab monahem, they're not a kli.
Does that mean it was a shame kli at the onset of Shabbos?
Yes.
If you wait another week, you still have these shards of kalim.
I don't know. Maybe the fact that originally came from a kli, so it still had its, it could still hold a cookie for weeks. It still retained its shem kli.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If it's broken before Shabbos, then it's definitely okay. Yeah, so right, that's before Shabbos Gemara at that time. Because the Gemara says if it was broken before Shabbos and it could use it for a rugel, it's definitely okay. That's, everyone agrees. Okay. Now, one thing that everybody was wondering, yes, Doctor.
So why isn't a broken plate merely a Lego toy for adults to make a shape or make a toy?
Okay, so I don't know if that's called the hishtamshus. The fact that you want to use it for your arts and crafts, I don't think that's called for hishtamshus. Hishtamshus means a klidik hishtamshus. A klidik hishtamshus means it itself, as is, could serve some purpose. The fact that you want to add some popsicle sticks and glue on some googly eyes and some...
Not a shabbos.
Yeah, but the fact that you want to use it as a raw material to make some project in your as a craft, that doesn't make it retain the same clue.
If you have popsicle sticks, Erev Shabbos, for as a toy, then it's good to play with on Shabbos.
Yeah. If you have a stick of pop, yeah.
So, but this is cross, you know, it's...
It has to retain the same clue. Clue, it has to be some utensil. It has to be utensil thick. Not something that you want to build into.
So it doesn't have to be in the same category of utensil, but it must be within the greater...
Yes. It has to have some base kibble dicka. It has to have some receptacle-ness to it, I would say.
Why is it hooked at all?
What?
Why should the shape fail? If you knew them, it's not hooked at all. Why should it be hooked at all?
No lot.
One could argue that this thing wasn't here before Shabbos, so it could be like Nola. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So we're being Mekah, that as long as it has some use, it's still going to be Mutter. We hold that it is not Muk. We hold that it's not Muk. So if it has some use, if it doesn't have a use, then it is Mutter. What? That if it's an unusable, it's going to be clear. If you have a shard of glass that's unusable entirely, yes, if it's unusable entirely, then it's Mukta Machas Gufo. Fine. Now, Rabosai, when was the last time you took a shard of glass? Everybody has had, in this past 12 months, something break in their kitchen. All of us, I'm sure. Was there anyone here who took the shard of glass and say, wow, it's not so terrible, sweetheart, because we could still use it to cover our... You know, to keep the air is going to go, you know, the bubbles are going to go out of the seltzer, the bubbles are going to leave the sparkling wine, the champagne. It's okay, sweetheart, we could use this. Don't worry that you broke my favorite, she's saying to you, actually. She's making you feel, don't worry, sweetheart, that you broke my favorite, plate that I got from my great-grandmother, Leah Shalom, that she brought over on the boat. It's okay, we could use it to put over the seltzer bottle to make the bubbles not leave. We don't do that, right? According to the Dina de Gemara, it sounds like that should be sufficient to retain the shame kli and for it to still be mutter. Has anybody took a broken kli and put a rugel and served some guests? Okay, you know what? You only wanted a cookie. We're not serving a meal. We're just serving a cookie. Here's a third of a plate with a cookie or a rugel on it. We don't do that now. So do we still have this heter that the Mishnah gave us? That the Shulchan Aruch gave us? So look at this. If you look in the poskim, you don't see a discussion. In Rabbi Bader's book, the English book, which is a fabulous, fabulous sefer, I have to say, till Tulei Mukta, Halakhs of Mukta. So look at what he writes. During the times of Chazal, it was not uncommon to save small shards of pottery and similarly broken utensils for such uses as bottle covers. Thus, the post can categorize pieces of broken utensils which are usable as bottle covers, lots of pizzuchiso, as functioning utensils. This is what I want to show you. Many poskim, look at number 42, Kach Shamati Me'agon Moshe Feinstein, rule that since in our society such usage is not common, we cannot consider these pieces as functioning utensils just because theoretically they could serve as bottle covers. Therefore, Rabosai, everything we just learned, since we throw it out, we're going to have to throw out everything we just learned. Anything that breaks in your kitchens that nowadays we would not use to serve anybody on, we would not put a candy or a Danish or rugel on, it's muktzah machmas gufo. It's high level muktzah. And therefore, you will not be able to lift it, even if it's a big piece. Where until now, you could have lifted it up with your fingers, since nowadays we don't use it. So in our minds, it is not roi with tashmish. And therefore, bizman hazeh, you will not be able to lift it up with your fingers. You will have to clean it up with a brush and a dustpan.
Even if it's on your table.
That is correct.
What if it broke before?
You don't have to put a doctor. You don't have to put the... If you try putting the broom on your table, your wife will whack you over the head with a doctor. Dr. Fox, don't put a broom on your table. Okay? You could use a knife. You could use some other thing. You could use a tissue box. You could even maybe use tissues and brush it into a garbage pan or into a dustpan.
Okay. That's even if it broke before showers.
You're making a good point. What is this chumrah that he's saying, that since we don't use it anymore, Would it even render Mukta before Shabbos? I think. I don't. Yes. I haven't seen it, but I think Mukta would still be a problem. It's not a Kli.
It's not a Kli.
It's not a
Kli.
It's not
a Kli.
It's not a
Kli.
That's what I would say. I didn't see the
Pesach. You don't have in mind today.
It's not
correct. Now, let's just... Okay, put this aside. Let's go back to real halacha before we get into, you know, modern halacha. Real halacha was that if you have a shibri kalim that's usable, it's mutter. I have a thinking question for you. This is going to be the next prima condom. The prima condom calling the next bein halacha. The thinking question is like this. Let's say I have not a bowl or a cup or a plate, which is what we typically think of. I have a klisha malachta l'isser. I have a... Nowadays you don't use it. I have a mortar and pestle, right, to grind. A grinding tool. I have some other grinding tool. Some other... A pot. I have a pot, a metal pot, that I use for what?
Cooking.
For cooking. Therefore, it's a klisha malachta l'isser. Okay. It breaks on Shabbos. And I could still use it for some side tashmish. This is a thinking question. Breaks in half, I could still use it to put some cookies on. This half a metal pot. So, what status will it have? Will we say, since it started off as being klisha malachta l'isser, Once it's broken, then forget it's totally usur. Or will we say, since it's usable as a metal, as a rugula holder now, maybe it's even more cooladik, more lenient than when Shabbos started. When Shabbos started, it was a pa, which is a klima shalach filister. Now they're broken half, and now maybe it should be. It holds rugula.
Moshe would say it's no good.
Forget Ramosha. Forget Ramosha. Let's go to bad real halacha. Not Ramosha.
Migadis katsai.
What? You know who you sound like? You sound like Rabbi Yehuda. Guess what? That you're saying nolad. Migadis katsai, you're saying it's nolad. I know you're not. You're saying something more complicated.
No.
So Rabbi Gold says, no, Rabbi Kani, you are saying good. Why? Because migadis katsai, that's only talking about, is it in a certain... If something had hishtamshus of receptacle, and now it has the same hishtamshus, then it's the same thing. But here you're saying it started out as being
mukta
or klisha malachta, which is a little bit different. So, okay, let's look at this. Let's look at this beir halacha. But it's a gishma. It's a long shayla. I am prima gadim. Shemetzadi dezeh hadin kai af al kelin shemalachta l'iser. Look what he says. Shemutul again. You have a pot that broke in half. Guess what? It's going to retain its klisha malachta status, maybe because of your love, the Sovekana. It will retain its klisha malachta status, but it's not going to become a muksa machmas gufa. You're going to be able to use it for a permit. What's gufo? Guess what, Rabbo said? Putting a rugel or a cookie on a broken pot is gufo. That's the tzarach gufo. Or you can move the tzarach makomo. It won't become a mukta machmas gufa. It won't become, you know, out of use just because you broke it. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about two applications. One is happens once in a blue moon. We hope it doesn't, but it's always annoying when it happens on Shabbos. There's going to be a bigger sugya which we're not going to talk about tonight, and that's broken glasses. Broken glasses. So there are many ways your glasses could break. Number one, the lenses could pop out. Number two, a temple could fall off. Number three, a frame itself could get cracked, and the crack could be in different places. It could crack such that when the lenses fall out, it could crack along the nose, the bridge, I think they call it. Each one of those is going to have a different halacha. I'm not going to get into it now, but at least conceptually, theoretically, if a frame breaks and is now unusable. Well, if a frame breaks,
you can hold it.
Says Yossi, what have we just learned? That if you have a hishtamshus and it's still usable now,
in the same way.
Even we hold that even if it's not the same way, right?
Saying him,
you're saying Rabbi Yehuda would. If it breaks right along the nose, and I could hold the glasses like this and walk around like this and see the two. I have two halves, half and half, and I'm holding them together like this. So, according to what we learned, it's not mukta. These glasses are not mukta because I could still use them for some hishtamshus. Now, there's a different issue. When the lenses pop out, or when a screw comes out of your temple, there's a different sugya, where we're worried that something that's easily fixable, you might fix on Shabbos, you might tighten on Shabbos, that's a different gzera d'rabbanan that we're not going to get into. That's not just a mukshasa, that's not, we're not going to get into tonight. But you have to sort of evaluate every type of situation, the way the glasses break, and see is it functional or not. Fine. That was point number one. Nara boisai, I told you you're going to be hit over the head. I'm ready to hit you over the head. Gentlemen, until now we've been learning the sugya of Shivrei Kelim, and we've been thinking of examples like a plate that broke, a bowl that broke, and a glass that broke. Do you know what the postman applied that rule to? Gentlemen, look at the bottom of this Shemir Shabbos Kehil Chasak. After he tells everything we just learned, he says out a clean that breaks, whether it was on Shabbos, weekday, if you could use it for something, then you could use it on Shabbos. If you can't use it for anything, then it's Muktza. V'chein hadin, Rabosai. Look at this bottom paragraph on the bottom page 2. Legabe kelim chad pa'amim. Disposable kelim mishum mashum that are used. She'ena derech lishtavish behem od. If you have a cheap, you know, paper, I'm not talking about that, you know, just put a cookie on it, maybe you'll reuse that plate. You use yay chicken on it, and it's a paper plate, and you had orange juice in a cup, and you had your plastic kelim. Guess what? What are they? They're not broken, but they're the same thing as broken. They're unusable anymore.
After they use,
correct. Uh-huh. Guess what, Rabosai? They have a din of shivrei kelim. Okay, we'll have to figure that out maybe, if we can. Maybe you can. You have a din of shivrei kelim, and every disposable plate and cup and fork and spoon and knife on your table at the end of the meal is what? Shivrei kelim.
Muktza.
And what kind of muktza, my dear friends? Muktza machmas gufa, the high level muktza. Are you allowed to move l'tzarech makomo?
No.
Because you want to have shal shudas there? No. Because you want to have lunch there? No. And it's left over from Friday? No.
Uh oh.
Do you use it again?
I could.
We saw Rav Moshe Feinstein told us that even though you could use this broken plate, but now there's nobody does. You're right, but do you? I'm asking you. If I come to the elephant's house, Mr. Elephant, I've been to your house before. Do you give me clean paper goods? Your son's sitting next to you. Does your father use dirty paper goods?
For him, yes.
You're right. And yet, Shem, very soon, they'll start using it.
Why is it all Shduchel Agan he'll do it again?
If you will use it again, you're right. That's not going to be Mukta. If you have a coffee, you have a coffee cup, you can have another cup of coffee. Maybe you'll have another cup of coffee. I have a relative that she... Before Shabbos, before Yantif, you know, she has the grandchildren over, so there are, let's say, 15, 17, 18 people in the house. Now, if you have 18 people in the house, and everyone uses a plastic cup four or five times over a day, that means you're basically going through, you know, about 150 cups over 2 days. You know, and if they're there for an eight-day Yantif, you're using, like, thousands and thousands of cups. So you know what she does? She marks with a Sharpie, you know, your initials on each cup. And every person has their plastic, you know, disposable Dixie cup on the counter with their markings. And that's okay. So if that's the case, you're right. It's not garbage. It's not garbage. It'll be just like no worse than the Shivrei Kelim from the olden days before Moshe Feinstein came around. It'll be mutter. Okay. Now, the Shmir Shabbos says I should look at the next Shmir Shabbos. Please turn the page to the next Shmir Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos is talking about, you know, in Israel they have those bags of milk. You have your little pitcher with the sakit of milk. They still have them, yes, they still have them. They're a little bit cheaper than the other ones, but it's not such a difference. So people are, you know, the Americans usually just buy the American type, but it's still a little bit cheaper. So if you go to the real Israeli neighborhoods, they usually have the bags. So after that milk was emptied out, guess what that bag is? Mukta machmas. Gufo, you're not allowed to move it with Tzarech Makomo. But the problem is I want to put it in another bag, and now it's in the pitcher. The pitcher is holding this thing that's most machmas gufo. I can't even move it with Tzarech Makomo. That's the shayla. Let's see what the Shmir Shabbos says. Sakit, ariza. A bag, a package bag. Hanizrekes, you know, a potato chip bag. A potato chip bag. A Laffy Taffy wrapper, a candy wrapper. These are all Shivrei Kelim.
There's a joke on it.
If it's a funny joke, then it's on. Basically, they're all both. Sakit Ariza, a packaging, Hanizrekes L'Achrashim, that's typically thrown out after it's used. We don't. V'chein Sakit Chalav, Sherokna, that was emptied, Min HaChalav Sheva, Afal pi, even though, of course, you know, there's always some tiny chips in the corn. You know, those corners. Sometimes, if nobody's looking, you stick your finger in, you look at them, you stick your finger in to get those last chips. And in a milk bag, there's still a few drops in, along the side, the interior of the side. Even though afal pi shenisha davik b'soch ha-sakit min ha-shuman shalachet, there's a little bit of the cream, whatever, there's a little milk there. Yekamok ha-shemen she'ein derech b'nei adon l'shtamish b'hem. We don't reuse these items. Harei masurim b'tiltil. V'hu ha-din, as he echoes what he mentioned before, legami kelim chad pa'amim, disposable items, she'enim ru'in on the shimish, they are mukta machmas gufan rabot zay, but look at the last line, mikol makom. Mutter lahasir, we'll finish with this, mutter lahasira min ha-shulchan, it is permitted to remove them from the table, bikma ha-shimish, not because it's not mukta, but because of a different sug in hilchas mukta that we didn't learn, graf shel rei. Graf shel rei is a bedpan. The Gemara talks about a bedpan, which is disgusting. Somebody urinates or has excrement into a bedpan. No, and after it's used, nobody wants it around. You do what you have to do, and then you want to get rid of it. So the Gemara says explicitly that because it's unpleasant to have it around, of course you're allowed to throw it out. You're allowed to remove it. Oh, but it's mukta. It's mukta machmas mias. Nevertheless, there's a heter of graf shel rei to move it away.
Says you're married, so single guy, you have to leave it there.
You have to leave the dirty kalim? I guess when you're single, maybe. Those of us who...
It's not the same as a dirty diaper. A dirty diaper
is also, it's mukta machmas mias, but it has a heter of graf shel rei. Right. So it's a funny thing. Here says the Shulchan, says Shmish Haskel Chas, and we'll finish with this. Every dirty kli, to have a dirty... plate they use for chicken or something like that, or for cream cake, and it's, you know, the oil absorbs into the, you know, an orange juice. There's maybe a difference between a cup that you use seltzer or water and a cup that you use for orange juice. Maybe if it's orange juice and then it's that sticky, you know, orangey stuff on the bottom, or a soda or wine on the bottom, it's sticky, that's going to be graf shel rei, it's unpleasant that. But if you just have a clean cup on the table that was used and you wouldn't use it again, so I don't know. Then we have to think. Is that called graf shel rei? Is that unpleasant? Maybe it's unpleasant.
Depends on the person.
Nobody else uses it.
Depends on the person.
It's used. No one else.
If you're a mafunak, then maybe you.
Yes,
you
maybe that would also be what there.
Depends
on the person. So Abosar, what are we coming out with? We're coming out with that everything we learned in the Shas and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch is basically not applicable because of this one line from Moshe Feinstein, which is not in print. He didn't say I found it in a tshuva. I found it. He just said I heard from Moshe many times, which I believe. Rabbanan and his close to Moshe, I heard many times. Believe him, and it makes sense. It's eminently reasonable that all those kalim that, even though it could be dina, if it's roi to put a cookie on it, it's not mukta. Nevertheless, since the way we do it is we don't put cookies on it, so nowadays it doesn't apply. This, of course, will apply that kalim that are used, disposable kalim that are used, are going to be mukta because of shibre kalim, except we have this heta that we're finishing with that it's mukta to move because it's disgusting to leave it on the table.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.